The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowd said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of someone, it roams through arid regions searching for rest, but finding none, it says, 'I shall return to my home from which I came.' But upon returning, it finds it swept clean and put in order. Then it goes and brings back seven other spirits, more wicked than itself, who move in and dwell there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. These are the words of our Lord in today's gospel. In short, they mean that unity is abundantly important in the life of the church. The kingdom of God, which is present in and through the church, if it is divided against itself, cannot stand. This is why we pray for unity at every single Mass, and why the papacy is so important. You see, the papacy is the visible unity of the Church of Jesus Christ. Throughout all of history, it is the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter, who has always been looked to for clarity in doctrine and corporate unity. It is to Peter and his successors that our Lord has given the keys of authority to bind and loose. It is to Peter and his successors, then, that our Lord has entrusted with the unity of the church. The question we must ask ourselves today, then, is this: have I built up the unity of the church, or have I caused division by bad-mouthing the Pope, by second-guessing his teachings he has promulgated, by giving bad example? As Catholics, we owe obedience to the Pope and his successors. Regardless of whether or not we agree with any particular approach they take or decide. To help build up the unity of the church, this means we must work together against all forms of division, because as Christ has said, a house divided against itself cannot stand. We must be one. We must be united as a church, as followers of Christ. My brothers and sisters, we will one day see our Lord face to face, and when that time comes, we will have to give an account of all that we have said and done. And so again, we must ask ourselves, what have I done to build up the unity of God's church?